Rump steak. Purged aubergine.
Yes.
Egg. Frittata. Ah, trick question. That's an asthmatic rattlesnake. Okay. Vinyl. Two.
What's cooking on 95BFM?
Welcome. Welcome, Echo's front person, Yolanda.
Hi.
That'll do it.
Thanks for having me.
Thanks for coming up. It's a pleasure.
What's going
Hello,
on?
Hello, listeners.
What's going on? You got, have you guys been busy recording?
We've been recording.
Okay.
We've got something coming out.
Whereabouts?
Oh, we're recording.
Where have you been recording? Oh, okay.
First time ever in a studio.
Earwig Tell us about is Earwig. On the shore, right?
Birkenhead,
it's
Darren McShane.
Yeah.
It's his place.
I don't think I've ever heard of McShane before.
Darren McShane.
Yeah, it's okay.
Well, Super Turtle. That's his band,
yeah.
Eh?
Yeah,
I
know it's wicked
about.
Band. Yeah. They've just had a few shows for their own personal releases.
Milk Milk Lemonade recorded their last album there.
What was the attraction of recording there?
He's done our mastering for stuff previously. And the only reason for not doing the whole thing is because we couldn't afford it.
Yeah.
We still can't afford it, so we just did it really quickly.
True that.
But he knows what we want to sound like because he's mixed it and mastered it, and he's got a full analog setup, which isn't the main thing, but it's really wicked way of working.
So it's the genre,
yeah.
I'd say.
Did you have to buy some tape?
We did. But you don't have to. You can rent tape.
Mm-hmm.
He makes it as affordable as possible.
That is cool.
So there's lots of different options.
Now, just let's pretend like we've never met. How would you describe your band, the Echoes? Shame out. You have to, otherwise I have to, and that's even more
but
pretty rocking.
Oh no, we can't listen to the.
That's John's comment is specifically why I asked you.
Pretty rockin'.
Like, help me now. Goth surf?
Yeah.
Goth surf?
Are you saying that because we've
Beach
been listening
goth?
To the Growlers heaps? Yes, basically.
No, but they're not really surf. I mean, they've got their whole vibe. What is that festival they call Beach Goth, eh? But I wouldn't say that. That sounds like a good time, that festival.
Beach
but.
Zombie,
Beach
you guys,
Zombie, oh yeah,
Beach
nice, nice.
You guys take cues from
Cowboy Surf.
It's heady surf guitar, there's very heady vocals as well.
Psychedelic cowboys.
There you go, yeah, good. See, when you went to the States, right, and had a little muck around recently.
Did
you get labelled there and figure out, like, were people like, oh, you're that kind of thing?
Nah.
So I feel like America's kind of good for that.
It just was like,
okay.
Everything just went by.
Wow.
There's no time.
Okay. Sweet.
To hear a response. We're in and out like a thief in the night.
Now, the reason for this segment coming into being on a Wednesday is for us to hear new music. So we've asked you up here to select some music for us.
Mm-hmm.
What's first up?
Oh,
there's a big old bag here. We've got Golden Ring,
it,
Stooges, man. We've got Nancy Sinatra, Jacqueline, Tom Waits, Alan Vega. There's some MC5 in here, some Stooges, Kelly Deal. So there's a fair bit here. You can come around here if you want.
No, because I got it.
Just play the big old bag.
Just start with the Stooges.
The Stooges?
If you were going to begin,
I've got Gimme Danger or I Need Somebody.
Let's do Gimme Danger. Like, if you were going to begin a cook, chopping the onions.
This is the heavy work.
You need some time. You need to get something to inspire to get the basics together in the pan.
So what am I doing? Am I pulling the ingredients and getting ready? Or am I?
I tell you what's dangerous. Grating carrots. That is dangerous.
Grating.
That's
especially when you
through.
Get to the end.
That's when you need some
that
chilled out music to.
Grating's kind of like popping bubble wrap, eh? You're never satisfied and then you cut your knuckle.
Yeah, that is Gimme Danger, grating carrot.
So just if you would play, that'd be great. Oh yeah, okay. You feel like maybe.
Do you know what? I think Gimme Danger's probably in the system.
What is happening right now? We're in some kind of alternate universe. Wow, okay. Cool. Sorry, everybody.
Here we go.
I brought the dead air with me as well.
Iggy and the Stooges. And their hit single, Gimme Danger.
Right on. That's how you kick your cooking evening off with a bang, right there.
Especially on a Monday.
Grated your carrots. You've got a plaster on.
I would predict that, Yolanda, you would be a massive fan of the Stooges. The music with what that you make.
I do.
Have you seen the Jim Jarmusch film?
Yeah.
I thought it was a bit flat.
I thought it was going to be like the greatest Crazy thing Horse one. Yeah. Black and white, beautiful, all the shit I hadn't seen. And then it was heaps of stuff from YouTube.
It's just, I was like, what?
I still liked it because it was the music and the stories, but I'd kind of made my own documentary by cobbling together YouTube footage, and I was like, I've seen this.
I had high hopes. High hopes for it. I was just like, wow, oh, come on.
But anyway. I think we watched it again the other night, and it
was okay.
It was really good.
Okay, sweet. I'll watch it a
but it wasn't.
Time.
But I think that's what the danger is when your expectations are so huge to go and see something like that.
Jim Jarmusch, I was like, oh,
he's so well documented
Jim
though as well. So it's like you're kind of hoping there'd be some kind of hidden video footage that you're gonna get. And it's like,
I know how much Jim Jarmusch loves
or
Iggy
new
as
stuff,
well.
Like,
he loves watching Iggy on YouTube apparently. Yeah.
But you know the Crazy Horse one that he did, eh? Mm. It's just beautiful.
Mm. Speaking of beautiful, what's up next?
? In the Mysterians with Gattu.
I love this. I love the band name. And
oh, it sounded good when we cued it.
What's next?
So you were just saying that sort of song is in the scheme of cooking is when you've got good base ingredients ready in the pan, you're kind of simmering away, you're feeling pretty confident, you had a couple beers, like one or two beers, you're just easing into your dinner prep.
Yeah, then it's time to just relax and feel it.
The aroma.
You're feeling good.
Okay, what's next in your cooking situation?
And then we've got to relax because we've got to do the rest of the preparation for the garnishes and...
Oh, it's the garnish.
You know, all the other bits.
Tell me more about this garnish. This mystery ingredient.
I don't know, whatever it is.
I like
washing stuff, chopping stuff.
Star anise.
Preparing things.
I have always wanted to have that skill of like carving a carrot into like a little rose thing and stuff. When you see that.
What are those things called?
Delicious
not
items.
Not a peeler, but the peeler with the real spiky bits on it.
Oh, man.
A cutter.
Are they thingy majiki?
It's called...
a paring knife?
Julian.
I think that's a
when
style
you julian the carrot.
I think it's a heart attack.
A kind
again,
of
also
sounds
risky.
Sounds kind of like a stroke, actually.
Almost more risky than grating carrots. Julian the carrots.
Would you julian a pumpkin for Halloween?
No.
If you wanted to look like you had to scratch out of it.
No, I wasn't trying to be.
I'm trying to fit in. I don't know what julian is.
Carve.
Oh, yeah, okay.
Yeah.
Rank. Now we can say carve before we can't. Okay, hey, look, what else have we got lying around before I shoot myself in the foot?
C'est soir, je me va.
Oh, gee whiz, what?
Well, we're cooking, so we're going to get some French. I have never cooked anything French in my life, but you got to feel like you're...
Oh, Zozo?
You got to get... Yeah. No, you can play that, but...
Oh, no, I'm trying to find what you're talking about.
Jacqueline.
Oh, you got you. Yeah, okay. Tell us
so
what's
we're
gonna the story
relax.
Here.
We're going to relax. Because we're going to do some lots of chopping and stuff.
From the album The French Mademoiselle.
Ce soir je m'en vais. Hélas, il est fini. Le beau voyage à Londres, demain je serai à Paris. Je sens mon cœur si lourd, j'ai envie de pleurer. Et je ne peux pas croire que maintenant je dois m'en aller. M'en aller de ce pays, retrouver mon ancienne vie. Quelques souvenirs de plus et le nom de quelques rues. Les derniers disques parés. Je suis sur le quai, le bateau va partir. J'agite mon mouchoir mais je n'arrive pas à sourire. Mes amis sont venus, on prend quelques photos qui rappelleront le temps de mes vacances finies. C'était trop beau. Si vous venez à Paris, on s'amusera. Reste dans ton coin, tu m'appelles pour me dire que tu aimerais bien pouvoir tout laisser et partir. Goodbye my love, goodbye, je ne t'oublierai pas. Et quand je reviendrai à Londres, ce sera surtout pour toi. Dans ton pays merveilleux, nous avons été heureux. Goodbye, my love, goodbye. 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 Goodbye, my love.
Spinning around.
So
enjoying that song, and then something, you just smell a big gust of smoke and something's burning.
Yeah.
It's kind of how it goes down.
So you've kind of maybe burned something a little bit, but
no,
you got some garnishes
not
ready.
Burning.
No, you didn't burn anything.
No, probably, but it's still it's caramelized.
Yeah, I know that.
Okay.
And then we're just gonna get a flurry on because we're excited because we've done a lot of the lion's share of the work for the prep.
Do you have guests coming around?
Who's coming around?
No,
Anthony Ray and the sales lady.
What's her name? Suzanne.
No,
Suzanne.
I nailed it. No, Suzanne, it's definitely Suzanne. Sales lady.
Suzanne.
Yep, pretty sure it's sales lady. One more time.
Blue jeans.
Sales lady.
Suzanne.
How come I remembered Anthony Ray?
What is she? She said,
was he in the Matrix?
Glow.
Was Anthony Ray in the Matrix?
Yes, he was.
Fuck yeah. That, good on him, eh?
Yeah.
Sales lady wasn't in the Matrix.
He copped a bullet, though.
Can a listener call up if they remember the drink Blue Jeans?
Ooh. Oh wow, that's in the outer regions of my mind. Is that an energy drink?
Yeah,
it was.
That's so simple.
That's of the Top Secret days.
With a denim print on the can,
fuck,
and it was
yeah.
Passion fruit.
Made her a mint.
So much going on there.
Made her a mint.
What's next on the cooking agenda here? And
the golden ring.
You're taking this What's Cooking the most literally that anyone's
really?
Ever taken it, I think.
Like it's my process. Though.
Yeah, no, but you're actually cooking right now.
Mm. I am.
What's next?
The golden ring.
Oh, wait, sorry. I just thought you were just like stoked about something and saying that.
Oh, that
over.
I was in that, that space.
So you got a flurry on.
This is haunting in the mountains. Yeah. Ooh. Clean as you go.
La 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 la, hey hey, la 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 la, hey hey, la 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 la, hey hey, la 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 la, hey hey.
We've got a call here. A caller just couldn't wait to talk about this Golden Ring track. This
blue
is haunting,
I think it's
the
about
mountains.
The blue jeans.
Is this a old school energy drink fan?
Hello, BFM.
Hello, caller.
This is a pocket call.
Hello, BFM.
Oh, hello there, caller. Sifting there in the shadows.
We seem to have about five different lines going on at the moment.
Oh, yeah? What of? What's going on, man?
You have the Echo O's.
That's correct.
They're in there at the moment.
Right here.
And I've been trying to hunt down their first release. I'm wondering where I can get it.
The split one with Bozo or Hot Pockets. You can get it at...
Is that what you mean, listener, or text or caller? Or hello?
I would just like to have a physical copy of... what they've released,
Hot
because I think it's really cool.
No, you're right. We're just trying to determine what you're after, but...
You can get from 112 Records online, or Flying Out, or Real Groovy.
Okay, I've looked in Flying Out and Real Groovy and haven't found it.
Or from
your Bandcamp,
Bandcamp, right?
Yeah, go to Echo O's at Bandcamp. Bandcamp's the best for any music shopping, any listeners out there, by the way. If you're buying... for something off an artist that's quite low key, it's the artist gets the most amount from Bandcamp. Really,
the best thing would be
Facebook.
Our release on single release on next Friday.
Will you have a few other records there, or will you just have the
Hot Pockets?
Yeah. Okay.
And the first EP, the split EP.
Are you quenched, caller? Are you quenched? Just go to the Bandcamp and have a look. Yeah.
No, because I want something physical.
Come to Whammy Bar on the 1st of December.
Bandcamp
is
this place.
It's in dirty, stinky old Auckland. I don't want to do that.
Okay, well then what you do is you go to Bandcamp and then someone will mail you out a physical copy of the record when you buy it from Bandcamp. Do you follow?
Oh, that way lies penury. I'm going to be ordering records online forever.
Yeah, it's a
if you don't want to come up to Auckland where these people are from, that's kind of what you got to do, man. I mean, what do you want to do? 1 to 12's website.
1 to 12.
This is a really weird sook you're having right now, but I'm kind of enjoying it.
Okay, 1 to 12. I'll write that down and lose the piece of paper I read it on.
Oh, for fuck's sake. Hey, you keep waffling on, man. I'm just going to fade you on out. Sorry about that. Enjoy the Echo O's, though. They are great. Did say thank you at the very end there.
Now, where are we? We've in the cooking situation.
Don't you guys have a shop?
We got a flurry on.
Don't you? Doesn't Echo O's have a shop on Queen Street? What the fuck are you supposed to do? I don't know. You guys are playing quite a lot. I mean, Jesus Christ.
Well, retail space is so cheap. Why not? And Charlie McGuire, can we play that?
Oh, yeah, got that here. Yeah. Love Police. Good name for an album.
Yeah.
Is this while we're eating this track, or?
Where are we at? In the dinner party.
This is when it's all fucked, like.
Sweet. Fuck. Oh,
Psych.
We're just having bants about that.
I was just really trying
to figure out what that caller wanted. Like, what was the perfect end game for that caller?
I think the perfect end game was for him to be able to buy it in store at Real Groovy or flying out.
No, not Real Groovy, because that's up in Auckland, and he doesn't want to come to Auckland. He said that in the conversation. Oh. So what's the end game there? Like, he wants a record store in every town.
I think
town.
He was trying to be supportive.
I know, but I'm trying to support him.
If he can call back with his address, I can send him one.
Yeah, is that kind of...
Bandcamp though. Bandcamp is good.
He didn't want it in the mail. He said that as well. So I'm trying to figure out. God, I'm stumped.
Well, if we knew the address, we could direct him.
I'm stumped. I just don't know how to help people sometimes.
Such record stores
but,
as.
But instead. We're at dinner right now.
Now everything's in the sink because I burnt it. So we're at Summer Wine. See Sinatra and Lee Hazelwood. Because that's what you can
Lee
have
Hazelwood.
Instead.
God, I love his voice. I'll feel better when I hear Lee Hazelwood. Dinner might be in the sink, but
yeah,
he's got a, his voice is like honey.
When I find it, I'll definitely play it. What's it called?
Summer Wine.
Summer Wine, Nancy Sinatra.
Yeah.
Okay.
Strawberries, cherries, and an angel's kiss in spring. My summer wine is really made from all. I walked in town on silver spurs, the jingle too, a song that I had only sang to just a few. She saw my silver spurs and said, let's pass some time, and I will give to you summer wine. Summer wine.
Strawberries, cherries, and an angel's kiss in spring. My summer wine is really made from all these things. Take off your silver spurs and help me pass the time, and I will give to you summer. Summer wine.
My eyes grew heavy and my lips, they could not speak. I tried to get up, but I couldn't find my feet. She reassured me with an unfamiliar line, and then she gave to me more summer. Summer wine.
Strawberries, cherries, and an angel's kiss in spring. My summer wine is really made from all these things. Take off your silver spurs and help me pass the time, and I will give to you summer wine.
The sun was shining in my eyes. My silver spurs were gone. My head fell twice its size. She took my silver spurs, a dollar and a dime, and left me craving for more summer wine. Oh, summer wine.
Strawberries, cherries, and an angel's kiss in spring. My summer wine is really made from all these things. Take off those silver spurs and help me pass the time, and I will give to you my summer wine.
All right. So that is pretty much
Nancy Sinatra and something. Lee Hazelwood, by the way.
It's a good bid.
It was pasted to tell everyone the track that we last played. It's something that I learned way back in the early days of radio school.
Broadcasting 101. And that was...
Dinner.
With Yolanda, Yolanda from the Echoers. Now, give us the stats, Yolanda. You guys are out and about this Friday. Got a new drummer.
Next Friday. The 1st of December at Whammy Bar.
There you go. First
with Green Grove.
That gives plenty of time for that call to
the
get shit together and come up to Auckland.
And King Kaiju.
Nice. King Kaiju. I'm leading the pronunciation on that. Apologies if I got it wrong. Now, okay, cool. EP release. Oh, not EP release, single release, but you'll have some of your classic records there on sale. People should get on down to Whammy. What a great venue to play, by the way. You guys are frequent patrons.
Admirers.
Yeah. Now, do we have a little...
No, I love Whammy.
A sneaky little song for
you
us
should.
To
it's
go out on?
Pays your wages, doesn't it?
Lucy, you're the best.
Yes, so what should we try? Should we go out on an Echo O's track? It feels apt.
No. What do you mean no?
Play another one of my French songs.
No, because now it's like you've...
This is how you left your house
and we're like, fuck, she was rad. What's the music that she makes? And then we're in the car and we listen to one of your tracks.
Let's play MC5. Right. Let me try like get in the Uber.
I'm not going to fight an MC5 track.
Hey, thank you very much.
Thanks.
Wrap you in my arms.
That was What's Cooking on 95 BFM.